From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, a federal court in California will hear one of the first legal challenges to the Army's stop-loss policy. A National Guard soldier is objecting to his upcoming deployment to Iraq. He says the government's plan to extend his service after his planned discharge is unjustified. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis has the story.
To protect his identity, the soldier is listed only as John Doe in legal papers. All that's known is he has a spouse and two children and is an 8-year veteran. Last February, he extended his service with the National Guard for what he thought was 1 year, but is now being sent to Iraq until the spring of 2006. The Army can do this under its so-called stop-loss policy. This allows for the involuntary extension of a soldier's tour during declared times of war or national emergencies. But one of the soldier's attorneys, Joshua Sondheimer, says the U.S. Army is not at war in Iraq. It's nation-building, and this type of military service is not covered under stop-loss.
The administration should be straight. If they want to extend the service of soldiers for that purpose, then there should be a debate about whether that authority should be given, and if Congress agrees, then that's fine. But that hasn't been done here.
But the U.S. Army says that the executive order signed by President Bush days after the September 11th terror attacks gives full authority to fight the war on terrorism, and that applies to service in Iraq. Roughly 47,000 Army soldiers in Iraq are subject to longer terms because of the stop-loss provision. The issue came up during the presidential debates, and Senator John Kerry called this provision a backdoor draft, a phrase Sondheimer and his client agree with.
This is really a draft being done in the most ironic way possible. They're taking people who have volunteered for service and have completed their duty, and then they're involuntarily extending that duty.
However, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Jones with the National Guard's Recruiting and Retention Unit says that the Army's policy is very clear, and a veteran soldier like Sondheimer's client knew the risks when he re-signed with the Guard for another year's service.
That's very similar to someone saying, well, I didn't know cigarettes would cause my cancer. But it's different coming from a doctor who says, I didn't know cigarettes would cause my cancer. If anyone should know, it's a prior service individual. When the unit is needed and the unit is deployed, the soldiers in that unit are expected to fulfill their service obligation and therefore deploy with the unit.
According to the Department of Defense, the California Guardsman's suit is currently the only legal challenge to the stop-loss policy. If the soldier wins his case, tens of thousands of soldiers could theoretically also demand the right to return from Iraq. This is a situation the Bush administration desperately wants to avoid, says military legal expert Scott Silliman from Duke University Law School.
If you can't use the National Guard in the way that the president has chosen to use them to ensure that, in his opinion, there are enough troops over there to maintain peace and security, and to continue to fight the attacks that are being made against our troops, then you're going to have the active duty force stretched very, very, very thin.
But the courts tend to be deferential to the executive branch when it comes to the management of the armed forces. And Silliman says it will be a tall order for the soldier to prove his deployment is illegal. Whatever the outcome, the policy is being discussed and debated among troops at home and abroad. And now, the issue is penetrating pop culture. In the powerful new video, Mosh, the rapper Eminem shows a computer-animated soldier returning from war to a hero's welcome. He comes back to his home, where his wife is on the front porch holding a baby. Angrily, she hands him a note that reads, "Reassigned to Iraq." But Mike Jones with the National Guard says the stop-loss policy is not intended to make soldiers' lives harder. He says the main point is to keep units together and avoid a situation like the Vietnam War, when U.S. soldiers were frequently rotated in and out of units, breaking up group cohesion.
Why is that important? It's important because if a unit had to deploy with 20 fewer soldiers that they had trained with, that they had planned with, that they had counted on being in the ranks, then that unit would be effectively a non-combat asset.
The soldier's case will be heard in federal court tomorrow in Sacramento. If the soldier loses, he will be sent to Iraq in late November. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.